Ghanaians are patiently waiting to assess the first 100 days of President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo's government. What are the people expecting in terms of policy priority? A political scientist at the University of Ghana, Dr. Agredako, thinks although it would not be all rosy, the president-elect has taken a quick step to name his core team, which must rally the nation behind the government based on loyalty. He said he is, however, not expecting any major policy, but a need to mobilize the support of the citizenry.
And see the outgoing president indicated yesterday. It's a relay race. Governance is a continuum. So we expect that Nanado will inherit both assets and liabilities. The good news is that he's moved very quickly to at least make sure, you know, the core actors within the presidency are actually appointed even before he takes office from tomorrow. So that's important. And so that will give him the necessary confidence and the administrative backup to be able to do the other appointment. I would expect that within the first 100 days, he will demonstrate clear leadership. He will demonstrate that he's in charge. Within the first 100 days, I would expect that his cabinet will be intact. The critical actors who are going to play critical roles will be intact. I will be expecting that within the first 100 days, the party's manifestos and other supporting materials that will actually guide to his governance and the style that he wants to use in the major priorities areas will be dissolved into what we call policy briefs. Those things will be done within the first 100 days. And so that the ministers and government appointees and functionaries who are placed in certain key positions will have the opportunity of activating the implementation processes and so on.
Dr. Agredako is a political scientist.
On Nanado's 100 days, as far as priorities are concerned, governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimendria said within the next 3 months, the new government must take steps to stabilize the city. The new government should also ensure that the power cut, popularly called Dumso, does not return.
I think the biggest challenge for all of us as a people is the economy. Even though there are some hopeful signs that the economy may be turning the corner, it's still important for the new government to take a quick review and assessment of the economy with regard to maybe seeking to restructure certain things. First of all, the debt burden is going to be massive. So how do we manage the debt burden, for instance? Then, of course, we have to also be looking at the issue of jobs. I think within the first 100 days, the government should be able to give clear indication for how it is going to tackle the issue of jobs. Because besides the promise of creating jobs, it's also patently clear that job is the cry of all people, especially our young people, and we need to tackle that right away. Then again, coming back to the economy, I think there should be a way to quickly, within the first 3 months, to stabilize the city. As you can tell late on the market, the city has been falling, and I think we need to rescue that. And finally, I should say that even though we think Dumso is gone, I think this government, the new government, should ensure that Dumso has not returned. I don't know how much we have in the kitty to buy food and all that, but I think that is something most Ghanaians will be disappointed if within the first 100 days, clear policies are not presented to make sure that Dumso does not return.
Governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimendria on Nana Addo's 100 days.
Meanwhile, a security analyst, Adib Sani, who took a look at the security arrangements of the previous government, called for a security overhaul for the president-elect. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said there should be effective security for the president as well as the state. There is also the need to dedicate resources for effective security.